Hello everyone, and welcome to another pronunciation challenge. My name is John, and today's topic is how to use the phrase "no pun intended." And the intro question is, can you explain why the other examples in the video are puns? So what word is the key to the pun, and why is it a pun? Okay, if you can, please feel free to put the answers in the comments below and help out your fellow VoiceTubers. Okay, so let's take a look at the sentence. This is, you know, the phrase, no pun intended. It's supposed to mean you just said something funny by accident. Well, you know, like the pilot's career was taking off. So there it is. That's the sentence. Let's unpack some of these and take a look at exactly what a pun is. Number one, pun. A pun is a joke that takes advantage of different possible meanings of a word, or the fact that there are words which sound alike but have different meanings. For example, Ireland has the fastest growing population. Every day it's Dublin. Now, you might not think that's very funny. It's cute. Anyway, here we have Dublin, which is the capital of Ireland. And we have Dublin, which can also mean doubling times two. It has two meanings there in that sentence. There are other ones. You can look them up online. Just search pun and you can find loads of them. Some are better than others. Next, intend. Intend is plan. Just means to plan. You intend to go traveling next year? Is you plan to go traveling next year. So here, if you look at this the phrase, no pun intended, it means that you did not plan to have that double meaning. And that's what makes it funny. That's what makes a pun funny. I think that's what Ellen was trying to say. People are using the phrase wrong, no pun intended, because they're planning the double meaning. And it's like planning a joke where you're taking away the surprise. Number three, supposed. Supposed is something that's assumed or believed to be the case, but not necessarily so. Number four is mean. Mean is this tells you what a word is. It's a definition. Number five is by accident. It's a phrase and it just means something that you did not plan to do. So you did not plan to say, or you did not plan for this certain thing to happen. Number six is career, which is a job. And this job is for your whole life. So any job, a job that pays the bills and gives you money, may not be your career. It may be just temporary. A career is something that you want to do till you retire. Number seven is to take off. To take off has numerous meanings. Take off your watch. It can also mean to rise quickly. As if it's a plane, it means to fly. If it's a career, in this case, it means to get more money, to get a promotion, to rise quickly. So if we look at the sentence and see what that means, it says, Ellen says, this is, you know, the phrase, no pun intended. It is supposed to mean you just said something funny by accident. So the original meaning is you say a phrase, Ireland has the fastest growing population. Every day it's Dublin. And you realize that not only have you said what you intended to say, but it has another meaning, which is, in this case, Dublin is also the capital of Ireland. Like I said, some are funnier than others. And then Ellen goes on to give you an example of that phrase. Of the usage. The pilot's career was taking off. So you say this sentence, but only after you've said it do you realize that it has a double meaning. The pilot's career. The pilot takes off every day. He flies a plane. But if the pilot's career is taking off, it means that he is moving up quickly. He's getting promotions and he's getting more money. So that's, and after you say it, you can say no pun intended. If you say no pun intended before you say something, it is not really no pun intended, because how could you know it before you're actually using the phrase? And I think that's another point that Ellen is pointing out there. Okay, so I'll give you another quick example. Okay, here it is. This one is not so funny, but it's perhaps a little bit easier to understand. So here it goes. I'm a big fan of whiteboards. I find them quite remarkable. See, not so funny. But the meaning is, here we have a word, remarkable, which means something that's amazing. And it makes sense in a sentence because you're a big fan of whiteboards. But remarkable, you can also separate the re and markable part. Re means again. Markable is something that you can mark, which is exactly what a whiteboard is. Remarkable. See what I mean? Not so funny. You have a lot of examples that are much, much better in the video. And a couple of them are quite funny. You can, if you do figure out why it is a pun, you can put the keyword in the comments below if you wish, and share your answers with your fellow VoiceTubers, and help each other learn. Okay, that's it for today, and I hope you enjoyed today's pronunciation challenge, and I hope you tune in again. Bye for now.